So first of all, I'd like to thank organizers for the invitation. Okay, I'll talk about instant counting in five dimensions. So mathematically, so instant counting in five dimensions really means k-theoretic counting in four dimensions. So I picked some notation. M of k, n is just the framed moduli space. Of Su n instanton on alpha. Well, I choose a particular complex structure and I identify alpha with Pt. And the k is the second term. So if you pick up complex structure, this is a KSI projective variety. In fact, this is a hyperkähler. Smooth of dimension 2k and complex dimension. And you have an action of torus, n plus 2 dimensional torus, n plus 1 dimensional torus, c star cross c star cross tn minus 1. So tn minus 1 is the maximum torus of complexation with CNN. So I want to consider equivalent geometry of this modular space with respect to this action. So I introduce code, so this is the first thing. I introduce coordinate epsilon 1, epsilon 2, and vector A. So this is A1 to An, and summation is 0. So this is the coordinate on the real algebra of this torus. Then I denote by exponential of epsilon 1, epsilon 2, and epsilon A alpha. So this is a character, these are characters of torus, or coordinates on the torus, self instead of real algebra. So this is the standard of this. Then I define the partition function, more precisely, instanton part of the partition function. So this is a function in epsilon 1, epsilon 2, A, and also a formal parameter, lambda. So this is defined as generating function of the character of the coordinate ink of this variety. Plus some extra factor which I will explain soon. Times character of A. So this is a coordinator. So this is the space of over polynomial form of functions on N. So I'm cheating a little bit here. So because I mean, so this is some manifold. So what is the polynomial of the manifold? So more precisely, this M0 has M0 has so-called Uhlenbeck compactification, which is affine algebraic variety. And this has, this is a variety of the same dimension, irreducible, but it has singularities. So the singularity is a source of compactification or source of interesting story. But anyway, you have an affine completion of this variety as affine algebraic variety, and you can consider the coordinate ring of affine variety. In fact, the affine algebraic variety, which is single, as I said, has a non spec. Maybe I should write. So A, no. M naught of Kn has so-called Uhlenbeck compactation. This is Uhlenbeck. So set theoretically, this is just the disjoint union of M naught of K prime N cross S. So you add just ideal instanton point having point like singularity. And this is affine algebraic. This is affine. And this has a resolution of singularity. So this is a modular space of frame C on P2. So this is so-called Giesecke space, and this is not singular. And you can apply the localization formula on this smooth space. So this has a combinatorial expression in terms of the Young diagram. I will not go into detail, but anyway, so I will not. Hmm?
What is the change in the formula for the Z instanton?
F. What? Character. So this I should say. So this is the space of a coordinate ring is a representation of a torus, and this is infinite dimensional. But each weight space are finite dimensional. So the character makes sense. Okay. So this is the character. The form of power series. Yeah, in fact, it becomes a rational function. So this is, for example, if you apply the localization theorem for here, then you have a finite sum. Well, the number of fixed points are finite, so you have rational function.
What does framing mean?
Framing is just you quotient out by the gauge group, which is identity on the end. So I should say, so this first two factors act on C2, and the last factor acts by the change in framing. Anyway, I will not use the combinatorial expression in this lecture, so I will not record the description of fixed points and so on. Anyway, this is the instanton part. I should explain what. So this is some strange part, but this is just multiplied by the power of k. This is just square root of canonical bundle on the modular space. So this means that instead of this is just the character of the space of zero mode of Dirac operator. So this that explains the naturality of this part. Okay, then I define the full partition function by the product of perturbative part and the instanton part. And I will not write down the definition of perturbative part. This is, I just say this is in some explicit function, and I will not use, I don't need, I mean, of course I need, but that's, if you don't know the perturbative, then just it's also a formula, and if you do know the perturbative, then you don't need to write that again. So anyway, I just don't write. Okay, I state the result,
main result, which I proved with Yoshioka
in Kobe.
So it appears. So Z satisfies the following
functorial equation.
So I should. So this is the summation over the lattice of root lattice over Sn. So first you have this relatively simple factor. Times product of two partition function with some shift of variable. So there is some symmetry between epsilon 1 and epsilon 2. So explicit form is not so important, but D is an integer between 0 and n. So left-hand side is independent of D, of course, but right-hand side, I mean, a priori right-hand side is depends on D, but in fact it isn't. So this is a non-trivial statement, of course, but it is true. So the explicit form is not so good, but you should remember this is the product of two partition function with some shift of variable, and you take the summation over the lattice. And moreover, this was the equation. In fact, you have n plus 1 equations, but if you pick up three among them, then it's enough. These equations. And if you know the part abative part, determine the partition function Z. So in fact, this, if you expand, this is a 4 by power series in lambda, this is a recursive system for instant coefficients. So you can compute this moduli space of character of coordinate in the moduli space of K instanton from the coordinate info for smaller moduli space for smaller instanton numbers. So this is a very, very strong equation, and so I never seen such kind of equations in other. It's not quite true, but if you consider four-dimensional situation, and if you consider the leading part of the partition function, namely side of Wittgenstein prepotential, then this equation is some deformation of so-called contact term equation. Deformation and higher dimensional generalization of so-called.
Includes this equation.
Hmm?
If we don't know the contact term equation, then this
The contact term equation can be derived from
it. It can be.
Okay. So I will explain later. So, and by geometric engineering, if you make epsilon one plus epsilon two to be zero, epsilon one plus epsilon two equals zero. Then this is a genetic function of Gromov-Witten invariance for some non-contact part of RBR for all genera. So I never see this kind of equation for Gromov-Witten. By the way, so this shift of the variable violates the condition epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2, sum of epsilon 1 and epsilon 2 to be zero. So this doesn't make sense in Gromov-Witten invariance.
Is because
you're
using a
blow-up. I will explain in detail. So I violate the Clavier condition.
What if you try to write a single
formula
for
Yeah, probably. So I will write down the contact. In fact, higher dimension, five-dimensional. It's not quite five. Higher. So five-dimensional means K-theoretic generation. Anyway, so this, from this equation, you can show that this logarithm of partition function has the following behavior. At epsilon 1, at epsilon 1, my chance to go to 0. So it is clear from the definition that this is symmetric with respect to the change of epsilon and epsilon 2. So if you expand the epsilon and epsilon 2, then you should have some symmetric function. But the point in here is that the logarithm of this has only singularity of this type. So if you multiply this with epsilon 1 times epsilon 2, then it becomes non-singular. So this is a non-trivial statement, but so if you make epsilon one plus epsilon two to be zero, then so these terms disappear, but this term remains, and F one is in the genus one part of the Gromov-Witten invariance for non-compatible Clavier. Right hand side. So this one, and I will explain. Yeah, I will explain. I will explain later. So wait a little. So Nikita's conjecture was that so the logarithm of this has this expression and this the leading part is the Cyber-Witten potential. Oh, by the way, so in four-dimensional gauge theory, so this is the K-theoretic version, but if you want a homological version, this is the four-dimensional gauge theory. You need this expression to express Gromov-Witten invariance in terms of this partition function.
So maybe if you are familiar with written or more recent paper, then genus Rampart in fact has two coefficients, which is denoted by A and B. And so my notation is slightly different, and A and B is just linear combination of F and G.
One couple,
so one of the three systems, D-couple, D-couple. Yeah. Okay, I'll write down the five-dimensional generalization of contact term equation. So if you just formally, not formally, I mean, you just expand this equation by the powers of each relation, then you get the following equation, which looks a little bit more nice. If we satisfy the following. Theta is a Riemann theta function, is some half integer characteristic. So tau is the period of the subroutine count. So in this context, this is just defined as second derivative of prepotential. So I need to multiply by minus. So this is the theta, Riemann theta function. I will not explain what is E, but it's some half integer characteristic. So the appearance of the theta function is somehow clear because, I mean, you make a sum over lattice, little lattice. So this is a five-dimensional generalization of so-called contact term equation. So contact term equation was studied in four-dimensional case by a physicist. I don't quite remember the order name, so I'm sorry about this. But anyway, in four five-dimensional case, I look at some literature. I searched the five-dimensional generation of contact communication, but I don't find in the physics literature. So if somebody knows this equation, I'm very happy that. Anyway, this. Okay, then from this, so the corollary of this corollary, so F0 is the cyber-written potential is equal to. How should I then?
What is five?
5 dimensions. So the cyber-written curve is a little bit different. Maybe so you may not know. So as I said, so 4-dimensional cyber-written curve are studied by various people, but the 5-dimensional version are not studied so many people. But so. But cyber-written is slightly different, and the cyber-written differential is quite different. So curve, cyber-written curve, is just y squared is dx squared. 4x n times lambda 2n. So px is a polynomial of degree n. So this is a hyper-elliptic curve, as in the Fourier measure of genus n and the minus 1. X to the n. So anyway, so this is slightly different from Fourier measure, right? And the Simon-Whitman differential is so Nikita don't worry right on the Simon-Whitman curve and the Simon-Whitman differential. So if you have interest, you can find. So prime is a derivative restricted to x. So the main feature different from Fourier measure is this part of the logarithm. So this is a multi-valued meromorphic differential. But again, if you take a derivative differential with respect to those coefficients of polynomial, then you get the basis of foremost differential of this hyper-elliptic curve. So this DS is the sum generating differential form of this foremost differential. Anyway, and you take, as you, in the usual case, so you choose cycle A cycles, yes, and B cycles. These cycles are very far away from the zeros, zero and x, zero and infinities. So logarithm, you are staying, when you integrate over the cycle, the logarithm, you stay in the one branch of the logarithm. So A alpha is just A. Dr is just. And this potential is just as in the usual. So this is Simon-Whitman potential. Of course, this corollary was completely different way by Nekrasov and Ostrov. So our proof of this corollary is just we prove this F0 satisfies the same equation. I should say this, I think the main theorem, this equation. This right-hand side is, again, this is 0, 2. And if you replace this by the same exception, but you replace d by d minus 1, then it determines the F0 recursively, again, as in the main theorem. So if you can show that the F0 also satisfies the same equation, then you are done. So for two, I'm not sure I do have enough time. But anyway, so this, to show the corollary and to show this equation, I use the essential point of the proof of corollary. I use phase identity for delta function. You have an even rank two case. I mean, use your tensor function. The to check this equation is some non-trivial exercise for tensor function. You have third part. Even rank one case. You need to third or differential. Differential of third kind. That's something. Yeah, maybe. So I'm not expert in tensor function. So some expert. So expert is. Anyway, so the proof of the I spent several months to check the equation for Sylow-Wittgen potential. So I'm not expert in data functions. So I must. Read the Facebook carefully, so I spend some time. But the proof of this corollary is not written in the paper which I mentioned. Maybe I will write something. But, okay, so I just indicate so the meaning of these terms in terms of Sylow-Wittgen curve. That may be interesting. So you see some difference from four-dimensional case. So if you differentiate Sylow-Wittgen differential with respect to lambda, coupling constant, then you get this expression. So logarithm disappears and you have just the usual Meromorphic differential rational. So this has four poles. So if you make differential for four-dimensional case, so you don't have x in here. So the pole is just you only have pole at infinity. But for five-dimensional, you have pole at zero and infinity. So and this is zero and infinity are not branch points. So the branch points are some related to roots of this dx. So this has four poles.
So you mesh it and you just drop the total view.
Oh, yeah, yes. Four poles, x equal zero and infinity. And so these are not branch points. So we have zero plus minus, infinity plus minus. These are branch points. So I make a convention that the residue of this part is equal to 1 at 0 plus 1, infinity plus, and minus 1 at 0 minus. Then, I don't know any meaning of this formula, but I, from the calculation, I prove this. So this is so some integral of holomorphic differential omega alpha. Omega alpha is holomorphic differential on the Sylow-Wittgen curve. So you integrate over the cycle joining 0 plus and infinity minus. So 0 plus and infinity minus are in the same sheet of the branch covering. So these paths are independent, are disjoint from those A cycles and B cycles. And second derivative of the selected logarithm is 1. This is more interesting, in fact, 4n square times 0 minus omega 0 plus minus infinity minus. So this is the notation. So this is a meromorphic differential with poles. Zero plus and infinity minus and residue. I should write. So this is meromorphic differential with only poles 0 plus infinity minus and it's ready with 1, 0 plus and vanishing A cycle, A period. So these properties characterize the meromorphic differential uniquely. So this notation doesn't make sense. And you take the path again, this is going from A cycle to B cycle, so you have this. So formally, if you confuse 0 plus and 0 minus, so this is integration over the some differential which has a pole at the end of the cycle. But since this is 0 minus and 0 plus, and this is infinity plus and infinity minus, so these meromorphic differential is non-singular, holomorphic at these points. And so it is perfectly makes sense. So any other things? So this is the second derivative. In fact, df0 of d log lambda still has some similar expression, but yes, I should say that. In four-dimensional case, this derivative of F note is just the second coefficient of cyber polynomial in this appearing cyber written. So this is four-dimensional case. So this is maybe add with some normalization factor, but anyway, so in four-dimensional case, dx is x to the n plus, this is the first coefficient is zero, and the u2 of x n minus 2 plus. So you have, so this is so-called renormalized. So now I don't know why this is called renormalization equation, but anyway, so it's called renormalization equation in the physics literature. Ah, of course, it's because lambda is renormalization. I don't know any further reasoning, but anyway, so, we don't have df of d log lambda in five dimensional case. We have similar expression like here. Which is a little bit more complicated than here, but this is not, cannot be written simply by written in those UIs, UIs. Okay, so in the remaining time, I will explain how I proved the equation in the main theorem. So in fact, in four-dimensional case, the proof is very, very easy. Of course, I need idea that I used blow up of the complex plane, and I consider the instant on the blow up. But once you use this idea, then the equation for four-dimensional version is somehow very easy to show. But in five-dimensional case, you need a more subtle way that. I will explain what I used. So idea. So I use blow up of C2. So this is the picture of C2. So you have two axes, x axis and y axis. So this is the origin. So the torus acts on C2 by multiplying on these coordinates. So the picture of the blow up is the following. So this is blow up. So you have exceptional line, exceptional set. So this is isomorphic to P1. And you have, so again, you have an action of torus, two-dimensional torus on the space, and you have two fixed points. Instead of one fixed point. And if you, so you can, so this is just a picture of the coordinate around here, and you can compute the weight of the torus action on the coordinate. So this, on here you have, so some coordinate is multiplied by torus action. Ah, I should not erase the equation. This is multiplied by P1, P2, and here, and here you, this is T1 divided by T2 times T2 over. So maybe I should write down the shape of the equation again here. This is the sum over the lattice. You have some exponential times two functions, two copies of partition function. So you can see the shift of variable in here. So this is T1, T2, T1 equals to H1, T2. These are the coordinates on the torus. So if you take the logarithm of this, then you find epsilon 1 minus epsilon 2. And here you find epsilon 2 minus epsilon 1. So the origin of this, this strange shift comes from the computation weight of the torus action on the coordinate on the blow up. And in this case, so it's in here, so I consider the modular space of instantons on the blow up. Red monomodular of SUN instantons on C hat. So this is blow up with C equal K. Again, we must take we must consider two partial compactification with Lembeck and U beta, but it's technical matter, so I don't go into detail. So we again we consider the partition function. In fact, we slightly more general thing. We consider slightly more general. So we introduce operators, which is, I mean, well known in Donaldson, in the context of the Donaldson invariant. So this is line bundle. In Donaldson theory, if you have a two-dimensional cycle in the base manifold, then you have a natural line bundle on the modular space. So this is defined as determinant bundle of higher direct images of restriction of the theta form. This is theta characteristic. So E is, so this, you have the following picture. So you consider the product of M hat K C2 hat cross C2 hat So you have successive of the exceptional set, which can be by that is by the minus one line bundle on the projective line of degree minus one. Then you E is universal bundle, universal sheaf in fact. But it's just taking universal bundle. So you take, you pull back by pull back of this if by first projection, and you make tensor product with description E to universal bundle to C, and then you consider higher direction. So fiber of this, this higher direct image is just the cohomology of the, so if E is a vector bundle, then an instant, and then it's just a kernel of Dirac operators. Dirac operators on the curve C.
Why do you need to feed by omega
part
C to be able to
compare
it to the
rest of the system? Or C minus 1 is half of the canonical amount. Yeah. Anyway, so this is a standard definition. Standard definition in the area for the definition of the Donaldson invariant. So for the Donaldson invariant, you take the first chain class of this. So it's equal to the by index of the family. So you can compute chain class at this one. So this. Then you find the original definition of the nucleus in Donaldson. So for usual case, you consider the cup product of this class. You consider this as a cycle, and the cohomology class, and you make exterior product of this class, and then integrate over the modular space. So in this five-dimensional version, so in mathematically it's characteristic version. So you instead of taking integral of this class, you just consider this. Alternating sum of cohomology group. I mean, you first take the character. So you take power of E. So this is replay. Then define the part of D mimicking the definition partition function, replacing coordinate ring of instant modular space by this homology. By that.
Why is there some simple explanation that going beyond
and for Z? No, in fact, I think it gives the new information, but it's not simple as.
Yeah.
So this, then, I mean, I should write. So then, the proposition by application of localization, localization formula. The right-hand side of the equation, the generating function of this, the hat, the right-hand side of the equation in main theorem. So more precisely, you have two fixed point sets instead of one. So the you must study the fixed point set on the modular space. But basically, if you study in fixed point set in here, in the original C2, then the fixed point set is just the product of n copies of rank one instance. So you must consider the same modular space of C's. But rank one is, anyway, it's just a product of rank ones, and each rank one piece are somehow far the instant whose curvature is constant, like at the origin. So if you consider a similar thing on here, then again the fixed point set is a product of rank ones, and those rank one heaps instantons are some fuzzy instanton whose curvature is concentrated at either of these points. So concentration points are separated into two. And in fact, so that is not quite true. In fact, so since this C has a topology, compact manifold, so you may have a first chunk class on this here. Yeah, so the line band rank one piece is a line bundled with some singularity in here. Either of these two points. So this expression, this this explanation, this is the expression why we have a sum over these root lattice. And you must compute the weight of the action on this line bundle on the fixed point set, but anyway, it's just routine work. So you get this formula. So this is not difficult at all, but the crucial point is that you must, you must equate it with left-hand side. So in four-dimensional case, it's just the dimension counting argument. So it's well known in the context of a donor invariant. So if you don't blow up, the instanton number are not so different, the difference of instanton number are not so large, then the two moduli space is very similar. So you can I should say a little bit more. We have two moduli space on the blow up and in fact for here you must take Willenberg compactification. So there is a map projective morphism. So basically, if you have so you must work on the frame modular space with sheaf instead of doing an instant on here. But anyway, if you have a sheaf on here,
basically you then push down to that sieve onto the plane. Then you have some singularity. If the sieve is not trivial on the curve, then you have some singularity at the origin. So this is a Uhlenbeck space, and so you don't need to study the detail of the structure of singularities. You just count the multiplicity of the multiplicity. So this is just easy to define. Anyway, so this is intuitive expression of why you have this kind of map. Then, as I said, if let me see, if you don't cut, if d is small, then so this is isomorphic over non-singular inverse image of. Smooth part of the module. So these two spaces are very, very similar, but some complexity comes from the singular part of the modular space. But if you don't, so in four-dimensional situation, if you don't cut the fundamental class by not so many copies of the Q class, then the local contribution disappears just by dimension counting reading. So you can equate two invariants. So you get equality in here. So this is a very simple four-dimensional situation. So this dimension counting argument is well known for the Donaldson invariant in the context of the Donaldson invariant. Maybe I should say it was well known. It's not so well known now. It was well known 10 years ago. So in five dimensional case, more subtle. So I consider the push forward. I push forward of this line bundle. Then, so for here, this the assumption of zero is crucial. So this is equal to zero for Ri, and I equals zero. So this is just equal to the structure shift of downstairs. So for the proof of this, I use so-called Kramer-Hilbert vanishing theorem. So this is a deep result in complex geometry. Relative. So Kramer-Hilbert vanishing theorem is a certain generalization of Kodaira vanishing theorem. So this so mu c is first of all, so mu c is not relatively ample. It is just relatively mapped and big. And so for generating Kodaira vanishing, you consider absolute cohomology of the line bundle. But here you consider relative cohomology. Anyway, so this is and this is very technical part, and I don't have any explanation, empirical explanation for why this force. And anyway, if D is an outside this range, in fact, you have a symmetry at n over 2. So this is a cell duality. So this is related to the canonical bundle of the model space. Anyway, so if you go outside of this range, then we may not have the vanishing, and we may have more complicated sheaves downstairs. So then, I mean, it's somehow, we hope that it may be somehow, it is possible to write down in terms of moduli space downstairs. So instead of just considering coordinate wing, you consider some natural vector bundle on the moduli space and consider the index of that vector bundle fixed by Dirac coefficient. But so far we don't know such result, and we know so far we know just only know in this case, in this interval. So we, for outside we don't know. So now. Ask him.
It's a well. So, more speaking, this is a partition function of five-dimensional HD conducted by one circle in certain regards, which so when you take the five-dimensional space-time, which would be the it's a five bundle over S1, five on R4, essentially, because you go around the circle, R4 is the favor from the end of the one or two and two. So, formally, you can figure any density with H super charges in that space. And it's a partition function, and it's a right half of the
I don't quite remember that. Let me see. What is the common component? Yeah, I can't. So. Yeah, in fact, so n times mu c, and this is just half of the canonical Musson.
No more questions, I think.